In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Queen of Martyrs, Saint Joseph, Saint Justin the Martyr, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate St. Justin the Martyr, who had one of the earliest martyrs of the church. He was born around the year 100 in a place called Nablus in Palestine. He later on eventually ended up in Rome because he was attracted to higher studies. He was a philosopher of his day. And around somewhere between that and the time that he was martyred, which was probably around the age of 65, and during his lifetime, he became acquainted with Christianity and was prepared for it in some way by his exposure to Platonism. Not that Platonism leads everyone to Christianity, but for some reason it played a role in his being disposed to Christian revelation, and he adopted the faith. He became a Catholic and continued on in his roles as a philosopher, using his newfound faith as also understanding that it does impart a certain light to reason, that it makes it far superior, and that he had this knowledge and wisdom that came from on high that perfected his philosophy. And as Father Peter used to tell us, that you cannot have a complete philosophy without Christ, because if you say you're a lover of wisdom, you must love Christ, who is wisdom incarnate. That's where your philosophy becomes complete, in that all that you have thought about and desired, our Lord is the completion of all that wisdom. He is the fullness of wisdom. And he must have angered someone, another Roman philosopher. He ended up in Rome, and he bettered a Cynic philosopher in a debate, and it seems that he turned him in for being a Christian. And we see in the Office of Readings today the account of his giving testimony before the Roman governor about him being a Christian and why he refuses to give incense to the Roman gods. He says, "Why would I give incense to the falsehood when I know the true God?" And other things like that. St. Justin, because of his testimony, public testimony of Christ, eventually won him the crown of martyrdom. But he was giving testimony long before that. He is the first of the fathers of the church that we have any writings of, Christian writings, and because he was one of the first apologists in the church to defend the faith. We have two writings of his that are in existence. And so we see that early on already the church was inspiring men of learning to use their learning and their newfound faith to defend it and to promote it. He was an evangelizer of his day. And we heard in the first reading of St. Paul that really, that, you know, we've all received the Holy Spirit at baptism, and that part of that grace that we have received of baptism, and even more so at confirmation, the fullness of the faith that we have received, is to give testimony, because the Holy Spirit is the one who testifies to God first and foremost. He's the Spirit of truth. He's the Spirit of light. He's the Spirit of revelation, because he is the author of sacred scripture. First and foremost, that's the basic revelation that we have. The first, you know, the revelation that we have is the Word of God, and that the Spirit testifies to Christ, makes him known. And even St. Paul writes later in his letters that no one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is the first test. He is a spirit of testimony. And if that spirit is within us, then we too will give testimony to Christ. And he reminds us that the Holy Spirit is not a cowardly spirit, that he wants to make us heroic, for that is what a saint is. He has heroic virtue. So we're going to be tried, we're going to be tested, we're going to, at one point maybe, or if we haven't already, we may have to give a defense of why we believe what we believe. In every age, we know that Christians have been brought before public authorities who want them to deny their Christian faith for whatever reasons, because it makes them uncomfortable or because they're countercultural. They don't want to go along with the rest of the herd because they want them to deny their faith so that they can, quote unquote, have peace in society, because they want to promote something which is counter to the faith. We have that same opportunity today as St. Justin Martyr. Who knows, some have already been called before public officials. You know, even you might say the Little Sisters of the Poor have been called before public officials to defend their faith. Why can't you give contraception to your employees? You know, that may be the question that is put to us by the one who wants us to deny our faith. Why can't you do that? Just look the other way. You know, we'll even pay for it. You just have to, you know, act like you are involved. But this is all part of the testimony that we have to give to Christ, whatever it may be. That we know that the Holy Spirit is there to help us and to assist us, to strengthen us. As he says, he's not a cowardly spirit. And so we should take heart, along with St. Justin Martyr and all the faithful souls throughout the ages who have stood fast under trial, under pressure, even with the threat of death, that we are going to remain faithful to Christ and his church. For when they asked St. Justin the Martyr, "Are you a Christian?" The only Christians of his day were Catholics. You know, "Are you a Catholic?" And he responded that he was. And he gave testimony to it. He defended it. And that's something that many Christians today, I'm not sure, because they've already capitulated themselves to the culture, whether it be because they are going along with the contraceptive mentality of the world, or even compromising themselves with abortion, that they've already, you know, their testimony isn't going to have much weight, and maybe they will not even stand with Christ because they've already given over to the culture and to the world, the flesh, and the devil. So we need to pray that we, for them, for they to turn back to Christ. We need to pray for ourselves that when the day comes that we too will be courageous, that we will have faith and confidence in God, that he will give us the answers as he says he will when called to give testimony to him. And Our Lady, of course, will be there to assist us. She who is the mother of the Virgin Most Faithful, and the strong and valiant woman will help us in giving testimony to her Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.